Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to another in the series of Read the Word.
Good morning.
What an amazing program this is. We got people from all over the world joining us, people all over the United States of America. And it's been an awesome journey through the Word of God. And we thank you for joining it with us. The wonderful thing about this is we know that this has impacted your life. How do you know, Pastor? Because it's impacted my life. Like, major impacted my life. And so I just encourage you to keep sharing it with people. Hey, the year's almost up, but there's a lot of people going to be driving for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and it would be a good thing to listen to while they go down the road and be a blessing to them as they go through the Word of God. So welcome tonight. Now, I want to say, I want to say thank you to everybody who prayed for the United States of America today. Now, there's a lot of people that might not have seen their candidate get in or whatever. I don't know. But we know this. The blood of Jesus was painted red all the way across this nation today because the governor's race in Pennsylvania, the one candidate was up having a worship service on her campaign celebration platform. Praying openly to God, singing Waymaker. So, you know, what we saw this time is the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, come out in elections all over this nation. And my statement was always paint the nation red with the blood of Jesus and his righteousness. And you may not even see that quote-unquote red wave in the Republican Party, but I can tell you right now, I know from the leadership of God and just what I heard everybody say tonight on the Victory Channel, Jesus answered our prayer very specifically because at all levels of the government, from the dog catcher all the way up, the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus was lifted up all over this nation. And that's exactly what we have been praying. And I thank every one of you for it. I truly do. Because this is what makes the Democratic Republic government, which is a style. This is actually a constitutional republic, where we have our constitution and we're a republic. The people vote in who they want. So it's a very powerful thing. And check it out, another election and peaceful. There may have been some trouble in a few places, but very peaceful. And thank every one of you that got out and voted. You are what makes America strong. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, here we go. We got a lot of verses to read tonight, so let's get started right now. Hold your Bible up. Make your confession. This is my Bible. I believe what God's word says. I am what Jesus says I am, because he is the great I am. Say, I receive this word tonight and plant it as a seed in the good soil of my heart, producing a hundredfold return in my spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. So, we have reached the point in our study, our reading of the word, that we've come to Jesus' last meal, the Last Supper, but I like to call it the Last Passover. with the disciples, and he's going to begin the suffering, and then we're going to go through the crucifixion and the resurrection. That's where we are. And so if you downloaded the reading schedule at the beginning, you'll find I'm going to deter a little bit from it because they were having us read 150 verses in one day, and that just doesn't work. And so that schedule might be a little different, but we'll get it all to work out and do our best to keep this at about 25, 30 minutes as we go through it. Here we go. Mark 26. Matthew 26. The plot to kill Jesus. It came to pass when Jesus had finished all these things, he said to his disciples, "You know that after 2 days is the Passover, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified. Then the chief priest, the scribes, and the elders of the people assembled at the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and plotted to take Jesus by trickery and kill him. But they said, not during the feast, lest there be an uproar among the people. Those religious leaders feared the people, so don't stop making noise. Be out there making noise. The anointing at Bethany, verse 6. When Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him having an alabaster jar flask of very costly fragrant oil. And she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. When his disciples were indignant, saying, "Why this waste? This fragrant oil might have been sold for much and given to the poor." But when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them, "Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, but me you do not have always. For in pouring this fragrant oil on my body, she did it for my burial. Surely I say to you," I love this verse, "wherever the gospel in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told to her as a memorial." Verse number 14. Judas agrees to betray Jesus. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and said, "What are you willing to give me if I deliver him to you?" And they counted out to him 30 pieces of silver. So from that time, he sought opportunity to betray him. If you remember the story of Joseph in the Old Testament, his brothers betrayed him and sold him for 30 pieces of silver. Can you imagine selling your own brother for 30 pieces of silver? Wow. It's not worth any amount of money. Jesus celebrates Passover with his disciples. Verse 17. On the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "When do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" And he said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.' The disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover." When evening had come, he sat down with the 12. As they were eating, he said, "Assuredly, I say to you, one of you shall betray me." And they were exceedingly sorrowful, and each of them began to say to him, "Lord, is it I?" He answered and said, "He who dipped his hand with me in the dish will betray me." 24. "The Son of Man indeed goes just as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better, it would have been good for that man if he had not been born." My, my, my. Judas, who was betraying him, answered and said, "Rabbi, is it I?" He said to him, "You have said it." Verse 26. Jesus institutes the communion service, as we would call it. And as they were eating, Jesus took the bread and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup and he gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. For this is the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. But I say unto you, I will drink of the fruit of the vine from now. I will not drink from the fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." That's you and I at the Mary's Supper of the Lamb with Jesus. Imagine what kind of a meal that's going to be. Verse 30, when they sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Jesus said to them, "All of you will be made to stumble because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. After I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee." He's given them instruction. Peter answered and said to him, "Even if all are made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble." Jesus said to him, "Surely I say to you that this night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." Peter said to him, "Even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you." And so said all the disciples. Now, go with me to Mark chapter 14. Mark 14. And we'll read basically the same story right here in the book of Mark. Mark chapter 14. After 2 days, it was the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might take him by trickery and put him to death. But they said, "Not during the feast, lest there be an uproar of the people." And being in Bethany, pause just a second. Verse 3, being in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, he sat at the table. A woman came having an alabaster flask of very costly oil of spikenard. Matthew said oil. Mark says spikenard. She broke the flask and poured it on his head. There were some who were indignant among themselves and said, "Why was this fragrant oil wasted? For it might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor." And they criticized her sharply. You ever notice that religious people, when they're trying to act real religious, are real sharp and critical? Verse 6, But Jesus said, let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always. And whenever you wish, you may do them good. But me, you do not have always. She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial. I mean, you'd have thought that would have been giving him a good understanding. But of course, you know, they hear king and they want him to reign as king. And Jesus, I'm going to suffer and die. And all right, and you're the Son of God. And yes, that's what it teaches. But wow. Verse 8, she has done what she could. She came before to hand to anoint me my body for burial. I say to you, wherever the gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial of her. Judas agrees to betray Jesus. Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priest to betray him. When they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money. So he sought out how he might conveniently betray him. And what's crazy is Jesus wasn't hard to find, but that betrayal had to happen because it was prophesied in Scripture. Now, Jesus institutes the communion service through the last Passover. Not another Passover was ever necessary after this. Mark 14:12, on the first day of the unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover lamb, his disciples said to him, where do you want us to go and prepare that you may eat the Passover? And he sent two of his disciples and said to them, go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him. Wherever he goes in, say to the master of the house, the teacher says, where's the guest room in which I may eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you in a large upper room, furnished and prepared. There, make ready for us. So they're not only his crusade team, they are his banquet team. Verse 16, his disciples went and came into the city, found it just as he said. They prepared the Passover. In the evening, he came with the 12. Now, as they sat down and ate, Jesus said, assuredly, I say to you, one of you who eats with me will betray me. And they began to be sorrowful and say to him, is it I? And another said, is it I? And he answered and said to them, it is one of the 12 who dips with me in the dish. The Son of Man indeed goes just as is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had never been born. Wow. Powerful statement. And now, the last Passover. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them and said, take, eat. This is my body, He took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, this is the blood, my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many. Assuredly, I say to you, I will no longer drink of the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God. When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And I'm going down through verse 31. Jesus predicts Peter's betrayal, a denial. Jesus said to him, all of you will be made to stumble because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee. Peter said to him, even if all I made is humble, I will not be. Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say to you that today, even this night, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times. But he spoke more vehemently. If I have to die with you, I will not deny you. And they all said likewise. Now, let's do our circle the wagon here. This is the most important foundation verses of the whole Bible right here, because Jesus is getting ready to lay down his life. And when we receive the communion elements, we pray this in the prayer. You know, I just feel like we should receive the communion elements. Could you get some omens for us? Thank you. Go get you some communion elements. Get you some grape juice and bread, or bread and water, whatever you have. Let's just receive communion together. And there's no reason to have Jesus teaching this and not receive communion together. Because the Passover lamb is the very foundation of the whole kingdom of God. Jesus had to come, give his life. A spotless lamb had to give his life so that the guilty could live and be free. It's the middle of the week. You might not be expecting it, but always have grape juice and bread or crackers in your house. Always. We buy the quart, grape juice by the quart. We buy them little soup crackers. I like those. They work the best for me while I'm trying to talk, receive communion, and lead you. But here's why. Communion is something that you can do, you should be doing every day anyways. And I can just tell God's saying to do it. Jesus lived his whole life for this moment. And when they took that last Passover, instead of calling it the Last Supper, it should be called the Last Passover. Why? Because it was never needed from that day forward, in Jesus' name. Here's what we're going to do. We've already read the verses about communion. So I'm going to give you four verses out of Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 11:26 says, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until it comes. 28, let a man examine himself, so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. In Jesus' mighty name. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation, because this is what we would normally do. And so, it's all right. Let's just flow with the Holy Spirit. I'll pray the prayer. You pray the prayer, whether you're being born again for the first time, you're coming back to God, or you're just one of the saints shouting glory, hallelujah, I'm glad this is in my life. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And forgive me of my sin, Lord.
Forgive me of my sin, Lord.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Make me white as snow.
And make me white as snow.
According to John 3:16.
According to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again just for me.
And you rose again just for me.
Put your arms out and say it. I receive you into my life.
I receive you into my life.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your
filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
With all the fullness of God.
With all the fullness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word.
Understand the word.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
language. And live
language.
A successful life.
And live a successful
as
life.
A believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You did it. You're born again. You're in the kingdom. Wait. That mysterious thing of communion, you're now ready to receive it. Here's what just happened to you. God Almighty just came to live within you. And when you said, forgive me of my sin and come in, Jesus gave you the garment of salvation. Just like when you was a little kid, mama said, put your arms up, put your shirt on. You have the garment of salvation on you now. And the Father brought to you the robe of Jesus' righteousness. And you get to put it on, and it's a kingly robe. You're now born again. Your spirit man's come alive. The light of the world lives in you, so light's in you. No darkness. The author and finisher of the faith is in you, so no doubt. Faith is in you, no fear. You've been made an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. We say this every time we come here. And so, welcome to the greatest family there ever was on earth. Now, what do? Walk with God as a believer every day. Don't worry about being a Christian. God himself will walk with you because he's in here leading you from the inside out. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, click like, subscribe, and hit the bell so you're always connected with us. It's a great place for discipleship. We're here 7 days a week doing something, preaching the gospel to you. So make sure you stay connected to our YouTube channel. And you're going to be discipled like you never even imagined was possible. And we won't even know necessarily what it was you needed. But I know this about what we say and do. It is transforming people's lives. And yours too. You ready? Let's receive the communion elements. How this is going to work, we'll bless them, then we'll pray over the bread and receive it, and then pray over the juice and receive it. You ready? Pray this with me. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord.
The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord.
And by your stripes I am healed.
And by your stripes I am
healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my
in body. My mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my
there's
emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body,
Jesus. In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community.
All the way around the world to Malaysia and back.
All the way around the world to Malaysia and back.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty
let's
name.
Let's receive his broken body together. Thank you, Jesus. You endured the cross. Despising the shame, and you are set down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Thank you. We lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation
with you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away and all things have become new.
Old things have passed away and all things have become new.
And I thank you for
it. And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne of God.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne of God.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome.
And the accuser of the brethren has no more power over me.
And the accuser of the brethren has no more power over
me. My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Let's receive his bloodshed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's sing the old hymn. Glory to your name. Glory to your name.
There to my heart,
heart was the blood applied. Glory to your name. Well, we don't usually do that, but we did tonight, and we're glad you is here for it, in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. You know, we have an impact all over the whole world, and we're glad we're able to reach into your world, too. Jesus is performing mighty miracles every day, all day long. Just come to him. Click like, subscribe, and hit the bell in any way we can help you. Make sure, shoot me an email, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. In any way we can be a blessing to you, we will. Remember this, till tomorrow morning, we love you.
We love you.
And God
loves
you.
And
Jesus is
Lord.
See you soon.
Did you see